everyone, and welcome to Cultivate 1 Corinthians. I'm the Reverend William Wan, and over the next 4 weeks, we are going to be journeying together as a church through a devotional series on 1 Corinthians. Each week, I will be sharing a short overview to help us understand the background and big ideas behind the passages that we are going to be focused on. My hope is that as we do these devotionals on weekdays, we will not only gain a deeper appreciation for God's Word, but also see how it speaks powerfully into our lives today. So with that, let's dive right into our first video. Today, we're going to be exploring Corinth, a crossroad of a colonial city, an imperial city rebuilt by Julius Caesar in 44 BC on the ruins of the old Greek city. It was a strategic hub located on the very narrow isthmus connecting mainland Greece to the rest of the province. Ships would be dragged across the isthmus on the Roman paved road in order to circumvent the treacherous sea voyage around the southern capes, where many shipwrecks were found. A nexus and crossroads of trade and travel, of ambition and identity, very much like our Singapore today. Corinth was also a cosmopolitan city made up of freedmen, merchants, veterans, and slaves, a society of self-made individuals and social climbers. Corinth was a bustling, wealthy, and deeply pluralistic Roman colony. We can call it a city in a hurry, defined by its ambition for success, its social fluidity, and its religious syncretism. Let's look at the Corinthian ethos, an ethos of ambition and identity. This new Corinth was without aristocratic lineage of Athens and Sparta, the other famous Greek cities. Their status was uninherited, but each had to earn their status through wealth, rhetorical skill, strategic patronage, and hard work. This city was known famously for the Isthmian Games as well. These games were second only to the Olympic Games. In these games, the cultural values of competition, success, victory, public honor were celebrated. This city has an aggressive self-promotion and rivalry ethos that permeated the social fabric. A city where their identity had to be performed. One's worth was publicly validated through displays, public displays of wisdom, wealth, or spiritual power. Indeed, Corinth was a religious marketplace, and therefore they had a problem of understanding knowledge. A supermarket of spirituality, full of temples and shrines to the pantheon of deities. Most prominent among these temples were the temples of Aphrodite on the Acro-Corinth. This temple was associated with sacred prostitution. There were also temples to Asclepius, the god of healing, and the sanctuary of Demeter and Core, the temple of Apollo as well. Archaeological excavation discovered a prominent meat market adjacent to this temple to Apollo. In a religious, pluralistic, and syncretistic mindset, the Corinthians were accustomed to adding new gods to their portfolio, not making exclusive commitments to the one God that the Christians preached. Among the prized possessions of the Corinthians included Sophia, wisdom, Gnosis, knowledge. They used these as practical rhetorical wisdom that could win arguments and therefore enhance their social standing. Therefore, eloquence and secret knowledge is a path to recognition. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, on the passage on love, said that all these things will pass away except for love. Indeed, as we come to the church, we will see that the church is so much like the city. I call this a church mirrored by the city. A church community mirrored in the very divisiveness of the city that it tried to transform. In a way, the city transformed the community. A First Corinthian Christian culture was imbued with the potent blend of Greco-Roman pagan values, not Christian values. Spiritual fragmentation and obsessive pursuit of status impacted the church. The church became a divided and divisive community, full of factionalism and conflict. The connection between the city's culture and the church's problems are direct and unmistakable. Let's consider some of them. First, factionalism and personality cults. 1 Corinthians 1 to 4. The most explicit division is found in their claims to be following individuals, party lines. I follow Paul, says one. I follow Apollos, says another. I follow Cephas. I follow Christ. And it goes on and on. Second, there is social and economic stratification. Just like the city, 1 Corinthians 11 is a chapter on the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, as we call it. Intended to be a unifying act, instead, it highlighted the class division within the church. We'll elaborate on that in the subsequent videos. And then thirdly, there's litigation and status symbol in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Believers were dragging one another into the public courts of unbelievers, valuing the opinion of pagan judges more than the wisdom of their own community leaders. So you can see that this church in Corinth, the Corinthian church, is so much like the city of Corinth. And we are going to unpack more of the ethos of Corinth on the church and how Paul had to deal with so many other problems in our subsequent video. Thank you. See you next time.